More than 1.5 million people visited the Baltimore branches of the Enoch Pratt Free Library in 2019 in person. But since the pandemic, the doors of the libraries have been closed. The library has had to get creative with a vibrant online presence, and now a day many have been looking forward to is on the calendar. The library's branches will offer sidewalk service at 8 locations, starting on June 15th. But for the library, and for those who love visiting, there's a real cost to changing public access. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
The Northwood branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library sits on a busy intersection with a makeshift produce stand popped up in the library's parking lot.
Nectarines, grapes.
Dominique Pumphrey is picking out some fruit for her and her mother, who lives just around the corner. Before the pandemic, her mom used to get her exercise by walking to the library several times a week.
She's an avid reader. She loves to read, and with the library being closed, she doesn't read as much because she's old school. She likes to read actual books and not off of the Kindle.
Her mom's been reading the same books over and over again the last few months, so June 15th can't come soon enough. But not everyone is as old school as Pumphrey's mom. In the past few months, thousands have signed up for e-cards from the Pratt. Heidi Daniel is the CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. She says even in these tough economic times, they've spent more than $200,000 trying to keep the library's resources flowing to Baltimoreans, adding approximately 5,000 e-books to its collection as the pandemic was looming.
Our electronic resources are by far the most costly of our collection.
Daniel points out that publishers charge public libraries significantly more for a copy of an ebook than they do the consumer.
For example, you may purchase The Institute by Stephen King for, $19, and our ebook copy could be $99.
That would be fine, she says, if the library could circulate it where everyone could access it at the same time.
But ebooks are treated primarily like physical items in that it's one user, one copy.
Daniel says this can get expensive fast.
But we also understand that it's the direction that, libraries need to go in order to keep up with how the public is utilizing resources. And for us, it's an access issue because it may be fine for some people to purchase an ebook. For other people, that's a cost barrier.
If you're ready to get started, clap your hands.
It's Thursday morning and it's story time. Miss Ryan is streaming through Facebook Live. It's one of the online activities that's come about recently. Before the pandemic, the Pratt hosted all kinds of events at its branches every day. Families could play chess with Mr. Dan, go to an author's discussion, or take a GED class. But trying to put all this into a virtual environment has been tricky. While the library system purchased numerous online platforms, like JobNow, which offers live resume help, much of what's offered is over the internet, and that presents a major problem in a city like Baltimore. Again, Daniel.
So it becomes an equity issue and an access issue. It's really brought light to the digital divide.
A recent Able Foundation report used data from the American Community Survey from 2016 and 2018. It found that Baltimore ranked 29th out of the 33 cities examined for household internet access. Back at the Northwood branch, Sydney Lemon, who lives close by, says he often brought his nephew here for homework help.
There's a lot of people was going to this library before this corona.
And now?
But I see people that stand by the library just to use the Wi-Fi.
This is one of the 8 branches where the Pratt has recently invested to expand its Wi-Fi to reach the parking lot. It's another makeshift solution during the pandemic, as the Pratt tries to figure out not so much when it will open its doors, but how? I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.